Well, this morning we're getting a chance to catch up with Atlantic Archery Coach Clint Rowland. Coach, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Well, Coach, you just got a chance to head out to the Western Nationals, a very successful run for your team, a really successful season. Your thoughts on how it was to go out and have that experience?
It was wonderful. We've been trying to get to a live Nationals now for a couple, 3 years. COVID stopped us doing that a couple times, but to get out there live and to have the kids perform the way they did was amazing. We only had a couple archers that had ever seen a stage that big before, so to watch 45 of them rise to the occasion was just something amazing to witness and see. So,
yeah, and looked like quite the setup is probably, like you said, a little bit different than what they're used to all the time, and having that much in front of them in a wide open space with that many competitors. Did the kids seem to really latch on to having fun with that kind of environment?
Yeah, they really did. There's a few things that are different out there than are the state tournament. And I think, the state of Iowa is a little more strict and a little more, it's aggressive as far as how we shoot. So coming from Iowa, it was a little more laid back and relaxed. So other people, that was their normal environment. To us, it was a little more relaxed. So I think it helped our kids relax a little bit. The middle school, if you really look at overall, the middle school outperformed everybody by expectations there. So our future looks really strong. I mean, they're young. They've been to a big stage. They've performed on a big stage now. The future looks bright. So
a lot of folks I know are familiar with how things, developed with having this opportunity. Of course, you did a fundraiser beforehand to help get some of these kids out there and help the process. But what was that whole process like when you decided you're going to try to get a group to head out there to the Western Nationals? What's that, whole registration process like? And what is it like, the process getting there, to and from the facilities? What are the event spaces like? How does that work?
Yeah. So we've been going for about 11 years now, and the goal every year is to go to Nationals. I mean, that's just been a goal for 11 years. We've done it, virtually once last year. This is the second team we've actually taken out there, the first time we've taken a middle school team. The first time we took, the big charter buses and things like that, and that adds a ton of cost to what's going on. The registration comes down, it depends how you perform at your state tournament. So you shoot all year long, then you come to your state tournament. Just so everyone knows, Atlantic has never not qualified for a national tournament. It's pretty, I wouldn't say easy, but a solid club's going to qualify every year. Now, if you're going to qualify to be a competitive club there, that's the question. So we've always set our bar that we're not even going to talk about nationals unless we think we're competitive. That bar kind of changed when we first started the club. If we thought we were a top 150 school in the nation, we're above half, that's competitive. And then as the years went by, it's like, well, we want to be in the top 100. And then we've kind of gotten down to that top 50 range. We need to be in that top 50 to spend the money. It costs money. Registration fees alone were just over $2,500 for the school. It's not cheap, and that's probably one of the cheapest expenses you have going out there. And then this year came around, our kids came in, and, nationally we're ranked in the top 12. So it was a no-brainer. We're going. And since we don't do the charter buses, since parents go out there to watch anyway, they're already transporting themselves out there. They can take their child with it. It cuts that expense down. Instead of paying for an extra expense for the child, we decided, since we didn't have to have as many chaperones, we've kind of opened up and decided middle school could attend this year because they were a tier three also school to register in, which is the highest we've ever been. So we just made that trip, and we just have a quick meeting. We kind of talk about it a little bit all year long, but then right after the state tournament, we hold a quick meeting. We talk to everybody and see how many people are willing to go, that want to go, that think they can go. And if we have a competitive team, we head there. I think we've missed out on going enough times now that the parents were ready, and they didn't really, the cost wasn't as much of a factor in their back pocket is, we've been trying to get here for 3 or 4 years, and outside influences and things have kind of stopped it. So this year wasn't much of a decision. Everyone was just on page and said, yep, we're going. So,
And when you show up there, is everybody competing here in one facility? It looks like it's kind of like a big expo center that you're in there.
Yeah, it's a big expo center, and it'd be on one whole side was the 3D side of it, and the other whole side is the bullseye side. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. They did a little bit of difference in registration that's kind of hard to explain. It made my life easier, we'll just put it that way. But I didn't have as much control on when we shot because of it. It's a computer that it pretty much does it. Well, so it actually got Friday when we shot our 3D, it actually got our high school and middle school team shooting at the same time.
Okay.
So we got all 24 kids there. And then on Saturday, it had our high school team shoot at 12:45, and it had our middle school team shoot at 2:00. So we got to shoot both groups. And that's a little different than throughout the year, because a lot of times we'll be spread out at a tournament. We'll say, you know, we're going to Des Moines Valley or we're going to Creston or something like that. I might have archers shooting at 8:00 in the morning and every flight all the way till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, your team score slowly comes together as people shoot on it. So out there we shot, as soon as those scores are posted, we know what we did. So that was kind of nice. So
yeah, it's kind of an interesting different twist wrinkle into it, I guess, there for you. I know you've believed a lot in this program and certainly have helped it grown to become a, you know, a big deal here for a lot of kids. Did you expect the growth to come as fast as it has for you?
No, I really haven't. I really never thought the growth would ever be anything along those lines. So, you know, it's happened fast. And a lot of the teams we compete with against at places like Nationals or, you know, 29, 30-year programs, you know, they tell us, too, that, you know, it took them year 15 to 20 before they even started thinking about doing what stuff we were doing in years 6 and 7. So it's just great to see. I mean, the support we get through the community and through our parents and the program completely together is unbelievable. And it's one of those things I always say in the machine of archery. Some people don't like to believe me, but I'm probably the smallest cog in that wheel. It takes so many moving parts that it's just neat that it's all come together the way it was.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously, having the success that you're having as well, that's also very impressive. You went out there to Nationals, the high school squad takes second place in both competitions. I guess talk a little bit about how the performance actually went for them.
Well, we went about it like we do every other tournament. We didn't change anything up. We approached it kind of like the state tournament, something that we all know as coaches, a lot of times on that national stage, you know, kids shoot down a few percentage points. Just you get 8 weeks to think about it. So it's in your mind a little more, and it's a bigger pressure. But, you know, that happens nationally. I mean, if I went through every team down there and went back and looked at all their stuff, they're all down, you know, 15-20% of what they do. We all kind of peak right at our state tournament because that's what you're fighting for, and then you relax, and it takes 8 weeks, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to come to this tournament. So, but, you know, inside of that, you have individuals that will shoot their personal best. Like Hallie Copeland, that's the best 3D score she'd ever shot. So she rose to the occasion on 3D, and we had a lot of middle schoolers that shot their personal best out there. So, you know, it's like every other tournament. You know, some days you're going to have a great day, some days you're going to have an off day, but I tell the kids all the time, you know, one arrow, one round, one tournament doesn't define you as an archer, as a person. We just approach it the same way. And if we stumble a little bit, we pick it up the next time. And, you know, they rose the occasion. They picked it up and ran with it. So,
yeah, that's great. Certainly some huge individual performances as well. You mentioned Hallie Copeland there, second in the high school girls division. Cooper Gibson had a great run again on both sides of it. There's lots of performers that had some good individual efforts too.
Oh yes, yeah, Cooper. I mean, he's had an amazing career. I'm sure he probably wanted to win the whole thing, and you know we have a lot of kids that have the ability to do that. So, you know, we probably had 20 kids there that, you know, knew that they had the shot if everything went right they could. But Cooper's career in archery has just been remarkable. He's, you know, right now got to be the, you know, the top face on our Mount Rushmore of Atlantic archers right now. But we got a lot of kids snipping to hit him up on that mountain. Katrina Williams out there, she's a first-year shooter in eighth grade. She shot unbelievable. Grant Petty shot unbelievable. It's just, I could go on and name off. Mariah Hadley had a great day out there. She accomplished some things out there that are just, you have to be there to witness how good it really was. We had younger guys like Walker Gary that, you know, he improved his score by almost 30 points out there. So it's showing the young side of it's up and coming. Hank Roberts had a great day out there. So it was just neat to see across the board. And I know I'm leaving a lot of kids out. I should probably be mentioning their names, but it's just, it's hard to go through all 40, 45 of them. But we couldn't be prouder as coaches of the way they handled themselves. And we actually, in the 3D competition, there was a team that had never shot 3D, and they were allowed to shoot because they were short a few people out there. So their first competition was shooting 3D at a national tournament, and they shot with our kids. So our kids were teaching them how to shoot, and those coaches came up and thought, wow, at a national tournament, your kids are willing to coach and help others. So, I mean, that was just – that's a pride point as a coach right there that we won to me right there. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great to see that growth, and obviously the impression that, you know, everybody has on each other as well as a team. So that's great, Coach. You certainly had an awesome season, a lot accomplished by the program. As we've talked about, the numbers continue to grow. Hats off to you and everyone that helps out with it, and we appreciate you talking about the squad here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And, yeah, we're looking forward to next year. We're just going to kind of sit back and enjoy what we got right now. It'll be awful hard to top what we've done this year. So
yeah, all right,
we'll try.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot, Coach. That's Clint Rowland, Atlantic Archery coach. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KJN.